This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will leave you feeling good, just like Mojo Kombucha. Made with proven probiotics, your true health begins within. Find Mojo Kombucha in your supermarket fridge.
All right, so...
What?
There's been something I've been wanting to say to you since we came back from break. Okay. And I
you like my
feel
hair?
Like... No.
Oh.
Why, have you changed it?
No, but you've never mentioned it. And it'd just be nice to get a compliment.
Okay, I like your hair.
No, didn't feel sincere. What's your thing?
No, I feel like we're good friends, right? And if we're good friends, then honesty is a good thing to have between friends. And I feel like if definitely. I am going to be a good friend, I need to be honest with you. And I need to tell you that I don't think you're going to be able to do this marathon in Antarctica at the end of the year. Oh.
What is this?
This is an intervention.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we're being honest then,
yeah.
I don't think you're going to do a good job raising that child that you've got in your belly. If we're just aiming to hurt each other's feelings,
no,
why? Why?
Because I don't think you're taking it seriously enough.
What do you mean? I've been running.
Now, mate, you've been going for little jogs.
They're not jogs, they're quick.
Okay.
They're quick because they're not very
quick,
long.
But they're short. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Now that I live with a marathon runner, which I do, Chris, yes. My partner who did a marathon.
My best mate, mate.
Best
I know.
Mate. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway, now that I've watched him train for 6 months for his marathon and complete the marathon, and now that I spend a lot of time with you and watching what you do in your life, I've realised they're very different regimes, and he barely made it over the finish line with his regime, which was training for a marathon. Mm. There is no hope, and I genuinely am worried because you're in Antarctica that you might die.
This is because I ate a whole block of cheese today, isn't it?
That's a starter.
Yeah.
Your diet's way out the window. It's so the second delicious. Block. You had a block I yesterday. Know. Now you've had another block now. You were so hungover this week after Tuesday night out on the Terps.
Yeah, not many people go out on Tuesday night. You need to support the pubs.
Are you on a training regime? Have you seen that Tuesday night's not a night they suggest you go out for drinks?
Well, I mean, maybe I'm substituting it for a Saturday and so then I don't go out Saturday night.
That's not true. You do go out Saturday night as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I will be. I'm looking
okay.
forward to it.
What do you do Sunday morning? Are you going for those 3-hour long runs that Chris used to go on?
No, it's too long. That's too much time.
No, that's the point, mate.
I just don't have that time,
no,
mate.
He's got at home with two kids and me, who's pregnant, and yeah, he still
that's
found
why he's
time.
Getting out of the house for 3 hours.
No, you have to start going on these long runs. You can't just go from doing a 5K run to 42 in Antarctica.
You know what I'm thinking? Once I get there, I'm a big emotion player. Like,
mate,
I'm a big game.
No. That'll buy you 5Ks at the end.
I'm a finals footy
your emotions.
Player. I don't have a good preseason, but finals footy. I get there, and once I start, I'm not going to stop, so it's going to happen.
Okay, but your body might not let you keep going. That's part of the training thing. It's some of it's mental, some of it's actually physical. Like, have you bought the right shoes and socks and all that stuff?
Of course I haven't.
Have you bought, like, the belt you're meant to wear so you can put all your drinks and your... Have you been started? Because you know what you do. You've got to make sure you try now having those squeezy tube things. Because if you don't try, they should make shit yourself.
Really?
And you don't want to be doing that in Antarctica.
Well, they
polar
don't
bears
let
will
you.
Come and they'll eat you.
They don't let, there's no polar bears, only penguins. Oh. Polar bears and penguins don't cross anywhere in the world. Did you know that?
Amazing.
Yeah. I learned that.
Maybe you should learn some more about marathons.
Well, I met up with a guy who did the marathon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and chatted to him, so that was good.
That's not the same.
Well,
anyway.
Experience is something.
Because I now live with a marathon runner.
Yeah.
I thought I'd get him on the line. He's your BFF. He's been wanting to talk to you about this little issue as well for a while now, but he didn't want to bring
is
it up.
Is he going to say, don't listen to Carrie's hate?
Ruin the man romance you've got going on.
Yeah, you struggled to get bromance out then. That's fine.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And I have been absolutely slammed pillar to post by a person who I thought was my friend.
No, I am your friend. I'm looking out for you. I'm worried that you're going to die during your marathon in Antarctica because you literally are not doing a single bit of prep.
That's not true. I'm doing little bits. And
you're
they
going
say,
for a run like I go for a run, mate, and I'm pregnant, okay? You're not training for a marathon.
The marathons are 102% about the confidence given to you by your friends.
No.
And you're ruining that bit. That's all I need.
No, they're like 75% physical and 25% mental. Does that add up? Yes, it does.
Okay. The mental bit passed, just.
Anyway, now yes. that I live with a marathon runner,
yes,
who is also mate. Your best mate, who you do go for runs with, he's been coming home after the runs and saying to me, Tommy's got a long way to go.
Oh, no, he hasn't.
He has.
He's been coming home and saying, Jesus, like quick.
No,
he's quick.
He's saying to him, he's not doing any of the training stuff that he should be doing. And I've got him on the line now. This is intervention time. This is time for you to either decide whether you're serious about this marathon and you're going to do it properly or whether you're going to bow out. Chris, are you there?
She's got a point, mate.
I thought best friend would have trumped friend and would have given me more confidence. What do you mean?
Well, it's a long way, and you're running. Like as a marathon runner, as a finisher.
Turn it up, okay.
I'm telling you, you just got to put in the case. Plus, you're doing it in the bottom of the earth.
Yeah, I thought maybe that'll be easier somehow.
How?
I don't know.
Well, okay, so take Chris.
Friendly penguin's going to help you.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
No, but Chris changed. So you changed climate when you did the Gold Coast run. Chris, you'd been training in different climate, and it nearly threw you off your entire game plan. A slight few degrees, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I told you this, but, the degrees made a difference because at one point, so Chris Brown, because it was the Logies time, so Chris Brown, the vet, ran with me for 1K, and then like 10Ks later, so once I got to the 30K mark, I dead set saw a woman sitting on a park bench with a cardboard cutout of Chris Brown, and I had no idea whether I was hallucinating or...
Okay, here's my thing. Tell how many hours of training should you be doing a week?
So, well, that's the thing, because I said to him the other day when I ran with him that you can get this program, you can get this app, and he just looked at me blankly. And it's like, it's 1,000 Ks. So from here to Antarctica now, you've got to do another 1,000 Ks, which you're not going to do.
How many have you done?
7 or 8 K runs.
Okay. But let's use a good comparison. So they say when you're trying to get your license, you should do, I think, 120 hours, maybe 200 hours.
I didn't know, nowhere near that.
And I'm a great driver.
Oh, mate, have you bought some like proper shoes? Have you brought the socks that are like gloves? They go around all your toes so that you don't like kill your feet in the process.
No, you know I haven't.
Exactly, you need to go get them
because you know what everyone does. Everyone buys that stuff.
No,
here he is.
Yes, so the rebel athlete,
the maverick marathon runner, who does it. I think walks. I think once I get there, I've decided that once I start, I'm not going to stop. So it's fine.
Yeah, annoyingly, I reckon you are the person that could do. That could like do that, except if you've done any study, your body doesn't physically have enough glycogen in it to finish 42 Ks.
Okay, so firstly, you've brought up the thing I don't understand, which is glycogen, and I don't the glycogen.
That's the stuff that you know you use to burn energy. That's why you have to take these gels. And I heard Carrie talking before and said you haven't had the gels. You have to start eating the gels.
Because what happens, babe, if you haven't practiced with the gels?
You'll poo yourself.
Yeah. And you'll be in Antarctica. It'll be so obvious because
it's white everywhere.
It's poo, brown.
Apparently they don't let you too. Because you have to. Everything has to go out because it's a heritage site.
So you've got to collect your poo along the way.
They don't let you stop to poo on the site.
So what do you do if you need to poo?
I'll do what that... Remember that crazy astronaut lady who drove across and wore a nappy? Yeah. Maybe I'll nappy up.
So many variables you've got to consider.
Because the nappy will keep me warm.
The thing that I'm very serious about is how much, Han, and I know the answer to this, did you drink throughout the 6 months that you trained pre-marathon?
Alcohol or water?
Alcohol.
I mean, not as much as Tommy is.
To be fair, you had probably, 5 to 10 beers over 6 months?
I'll probably... Probably a bit north
all
of that.
All that I knew about anyway.
I did go to Fiji for a wedding about 8 days before.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't there for that bit. Okay, yeah. Other than that, though, you didn't really drink much.
No, it was considerably
You weren't
down.
Going for Tuesday night drinks like Tommy currently is.
No.
But is it not also true beers are a good source of carbohydrates?
That's
salts,
true. I did have a beer before the night before.
I'm just carb loading. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but it's too early to carb load.
There's two people that care about you and love you. Can you commit to this marathon, do it properly and stay alive, please, so we can be proud of you? Because if you don't, we're not going to be proud of you and, you know, that'd be a bit sad.
Yes.
Okay.
I can.
Well, we're going to be on your back now.
Yep.
True supporters are going to, you know, we're going to ride you.
Done. Starting November.
Our whole family. That's all we care about now.
Are you guys going to come to Antarctica and cheer me on at the finish line?
Mate, I'm having a baby then.
Oh, so there's going to be 5. Awesome! Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
flip it and reverse it.
Same, same, but backwards.
It's your primitive plan yet.
Oh. You know, I spent 10 hours on the flight, the Jetstar flight, back from Hawaii earlier in the week, and all I did was listen to my music in reverse, so I am good to go.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it a fault on behalf of Jetstar that somehow music was playing backwards,
no,
or was it deliberate?
No, I also listened to us.
Did you?
Yeah, only for like 2 minutes. I was like, this is boring. I'm not listening to that anymore.
I'm also glad it was only 2 minutes, because otherwise that's embarrassing if a hostie sees you. Yeah. Oh, Bigmore's listening to herself. Okay. All right. I'm relaxed.
Yeah, you are, because you're up so far. We ended this before our break with me saying double or nothing.
Triple or nothing.
And then I lost.
I'm just rewinding our conversation just a minute. Did you say you stopped listening to us because we were boring?
I was joking. I stopped listening because I realised how funny it was. Not funny, just lame it was me listening to us.
We're a minute in. We've only got a minute left for people's attention. So let's get into this.
You had lots of lols, don't worry. You had lots of lols. It's fine.
Carrie, not as supportive as our show as she could be.
All right, I'm going to play a song in reverse for Carrie and Tommy. They've got to buzz in with their name, tell us title and artist. It is best out of five. It is 12-5.
12-5.
For the year so far.
You do this one, because...
All right, here we go. Song number one.
Tommy.
You are.
Just wanted to see the look on your face, mate, when I buzzed in so quickly.
I know what it is, so you better have an answer.
I know what it is as well. It is Pink, and it is What About Us. Oh!
It's Carrie, Noah Kahan, Hurt Somebody.
Oh, you are good! Oh!
She has
I told you, I've been
practicing.
Listening to them all back.
Wow. All right, Carrie's up 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Song number two.
Carrie.
Oh.
Justin Timberlake. Walk Away.
It's Nelly Hot in here.
Oh, it is.
I thought it was Don Peter. So quick to walk away.
Don't try right. Singing in the same
thing.
I want to walk away.
All right, one apiece. Here's song number three.
Tommy! 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 Tommy!
I think you should go to the tape on that.
Tommy.
That finally was Tommy. We had a tape.
That was Tommy. What about who? Yeah, Buzz?
I'm going to say Carrie.
Okay. You've got to be quick with your answer then. Give it to Tommy. Give it to Tommy.
I want to say Khalees.
Oh, you're wrong. It's
something like that.
It's Don't You, Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, he's good.
I've somehow gotten better by your training as well.
I know that line is because when I was on Rove all those years ago, one of my opening lines was, "Hi, I'm Carrie Bickmore, and Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend Was Hot Like Me." And it was very hard for me to do.
Straight faced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Carrie, if you don't get this one, it means Tommy wins and he goes to 13-5 for the year. Yeah, just letting you know, that's all. Don't get angry at me. I'm the middleman. This song number
we'll
four.
Be fired soon.
Carrie.
Carrie's in.
Pink. What About Us?
Oh, yes!
Why
didn't you get that one?
I know.
You had it like four questions ago.
That's how good I've gotten at this game. I'm getting the answers three songs before.
All right. For the win, here's song number five.
Tommy.
Oh.
It's 50 Cent Candy Shop.
It is!
Yeah!
Dude, 13-5 for the year. Carrie, you've got some comeback on.
We need a new game.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, well, well. One of our favourites has hit the studio. I even put on a bit of perfume.
Did you spray a bit of Delta?
No, I've moved on to Tiffany.
You are disgusting.
Moving up in the world. Whatever freebies I get sent.
But it means we've got a guest that we want to impress.
We've got a
the gorgeous Fiona O'Loughlin is here.
You too.
How are you, mate?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm bloody good. You're looking well.
Australia-wide. You go everywhere.
We go everywhere.
Yeah. All the capitals.
Yeah. We'll sell the absolute SHIT out of your shows.
Do we have
shows?
To explain everywhere to you in great detail? We've got 5 minutes with Fiona, and it was the explaining nationwide radio.
Hit 91.1 and hit 91.
Yeah.
So what's going on in your world? So you're post-jungle.
I'm post-jungle.
You're about to tour the world. Post-tummy tuck.
You had a tummy tuck.
Yeah,
okay, so when I saw you a couple of weeks ago, I haven't seen you in real life in a long time, and I'd seen...
No, not real life anymore.
For 30 seconds and you went, look at this, and you pulled up your tummy and I wanted to go, look at this about mine too. Ours looks different for different reasons. Yes. But you...
I'm going into that transformation world now of... Well, I figured Joan Rivers is, you know, gone to her next address. I've just got to move up one.
Right, fair enough.
So why did you decide to do it post-jungle?
Just hadn't been in hospital for a while. Just decided you wanted to go back.
I only ever lose weight dramatically.
Yes. Well, you do all things dramatically.
Either in a coma, yeah, or a jungle, or getting hacked in half by a plastic surgeon.
You know you are one of the only people to spruik the coma diet.
It'll take off, though. We'll all be doing it.
Oh, I can't wait. It sounds like a nice rest, to be honest.
It's so weird. When I woke up, though, I was a balloon.
Oh.
It was fluid. I looked like a big yellow...
Hang on, so sorry. I've missed this. I've missed this. Explain to me the tummy tuck. I didn't know any of this.
So, I lost 10 kilos in the jungle.
Yep.
I've had 5 cesarean sections. You know my joke, Tommy. The scar's so long, I'm nearly a flip.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of had this, what you call an overhang. So I got rid of it because finally I've got some coin.
So when you woke up and you're all puffy, were you like, mate, this is not what was meant to happen? Like
What's
the
that?
Opposite, when you woke up and you're all puffy, were you thinking, I thought the opposite was going to happen?
No, I was talking about when I woke up from the coma.
Oh, I thought you meant when you woke up from your tummy tuck. Sorry.
You know, sorry, it just made me think of your jokes. You've still got one of my favourite jokes of all time. When you talk about having kids and you say, I've got 5 kids, I'm going to keep going until I get one I like.
Keep trying to remember
one I like. I've only met one of yours and she was delightful. You've got to like her.
And don't you love it when you write a gag like that and you're just like, this is perfect.
I'm yet to experience that feeling.
So you've talked about this coma a couple of times and, you know, we obviously know we followed you in the jungle and Tommy, you know, Tommy very well. But for people who don't understand, and don't know what led you to being in a coma.
Oh, most honestly, it would be because I wasn't sober. I mean, I did have a faulty heater, but if somebody had had their wits about them, they might have known that heater. All I'm saying is we can't blame everything on the heater. So I'm doing this show Gap Year, which is about what happened. It was a bottoming out year. I never had a gap year.
How long ago was that?
2015.
Oh, so still
and so
quite
then
recent.
I ended up, yeah. You know when your reality, well, you probably don't, but when you've blown up your life and your reality just keeps bouncing out of your head, this is because I ended up at home with my parents at 52.
Wow.
Sitting in the back seat of your parents' car is never good.
And were they like most parents, can you get out?
Yeah,
are they
big time.
Happy to have you home or were they?
Oh, they were bewildered. But this is before I went to rehab and turned everything
right
around. So they were beautiful and it's so exciting now to be well.
Was that the first time you tried rehab or you tried your whole?
No, I'd been to rehab before, but they were private clinics.
Oh,
and
right.
I quite liked them. Well, because
they were a rest from the 5 kids.
I liked being institutionalised and I don't mind custard, you know. But
that's why you like hospital.
But I had to go to one of those real rehabs you see in the movies, you know.
So what's the difference? What do they do there?
Yeah, the one I went to in Canberra, I was there for 5 months. Most people that were there, literally 75% of the people there were either court ordered there to stay out of jail or to get their kids back. It was last stop city.
So
I put myself in there because they work because they're all run by other addicts. You get up at 7 o'clock, you either cleaning, cooking, or of course it still comes out gardening.
Yeah, playing in the dirt.
And there's won't be doing that. You have to do it.
Right.
And it's kind of to recalibrate you. It's a big job being, I know it sounds crazy, but it's a big job to be addicted to something. And everything else falls away. It's like, if I want to eat, I'll eat now. If I want to sleep, I'll sleep now. It's like everything, it's like the Festival of Fiona with 10 years.
Yeah, right.
And you just forget. So this teaches you how to get up, act, you know, be normal. It really is acting normal for 5 months and then deep, deep therapy in between.
Right. So would you say they...
I'm normal. No.
would you say they fixed your dodgy heater? Is that what happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've worked with you for so many years, and I also before I met you, I mean, I loved watching your comedy on TV. I think you've got the most infectious laugh, and I think you've got such a beautiful brand of comedy. The thing about these trials and tribulations is you keep working, like all of us. We have to keep working.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's fair to say we've had some gigs together where I haven't been in a great set.
You don't remember them?
But you've been a mess.
Were they hilarious though?
She's still always funny, but there's nothing like Fiona on form.
Right.
And it's so beautiful to see this tour.
I love you so much, Tommy.
And just see the Fiona that we know and love doing her thing.
Oh, I can't thank you enough for that.
So go and see her.
Well, I just find it interesting. You're talking about, obviously, we're laughing. You're laughing. We're laughing because we're allowed to, along with you, about being in a coma. Yes. But I don't want to ask every comedian we meet about Hannah Gadsby, but just purely at the moment, because we're talking about, obviously, doing comedy through pain and using pain as part of your comedy.
Yeah.
Is there anything to her story or her stand-up and her using the self-deprecation and all of that that resonates with you or the journey you've had in comedy? And
well, just looking at what Hannah's work is now compared to, she was always great, but we all keep evolving. And when you think about stand-up, it's a very new art form. It's only been around for 40, 50 years, and we're evolving very quickly, and it's so exciting. When you think, you know, 60 years ago, we were laughing at people slipping over, you know,
banana peels.
I still
Yeah, right. And that what she's done is
now
a comedy.
She's next level.
Yeah, right.
You know, this narrative truth-telling has been something that we all play very different instruments.
Yes.
But that instrument I love.
Yeah, right.
You know, and to mine your soul and your head and your heart.
But that's what you're doing when you see your show. I mean, that must be, is it terrifying?
No, it isn't for me. I've now, fortunately, in a place where I have absolutely no, you know, certainly there's things I'm ashamed of my behaviours in the past, but I have no shame in the fact that I drew the short straw of this disease, and this is one last show to talk about what happened, and I'm just going to keep doing stand-up, you know, whatever's in front of me.
That's good. Unlike her, you're not quitting. I don't want brilliant comedians quitting.
I can't quit.
Tommy especially. What's next? Yeah, I was going to say.
I have to go straight from here to pick up my veneer.
Fiona's Gap Year Tour is on sale now. Head to www.fionao.com.au. Is it going like this show all around the country?
It is.
Oh,
it is everywhere.
If you're listening, you can go see it. Grab a ticket.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, there's something I want to talk to you about. Mm. I think it's a tad controversial, but I'm just going to do it.
Okay. About me or just about, like, in life?
No, it's not about you.
Okay.
So you'll tune out.
So I can, I mean, I can take a breath out. When you say the words controversial and then they involve me, I get a little nervous.
No, it's not about you. It's about The Fix.
What's The Fix?
What do you think of when I say The Fix?
Is it a TV show?
No. It is about it's about racing, and it's about dodgy racing, and it's about what people do to rig races.
Yes.
Because there is nothing that I love more than a bit of cheating.
Really?
Right? I just love stories of how they made horses win you know. And there's going to be people that go, this sounds like it's going to be cruel to animals. It is slightly, but the animals involved are cane toads. So don't get too unhappy.
We've got
about
too many of them anyway.
We've got too many. Yeah. They're a pest. Kill them. So cane toad races, right?
Mm-hmm.
I met a guy who used to run cane toad races.
Right. Did you meet him in Darwin?
Up north.
Yeah.
Well, it was up north. And so what they do, have you ever seen them before?
Huh?
These cane toad races are hilarious, right? They get a bucket of cane toads and they put them in the middle of the table and they lift the bucket off and then the toads hop and the first one to the edge of the table
like
wins.
Any animal game like that they do.
Yes.
Snail racing, crab racing.
Exactly.
That's
right.
How it works.
It's awesome, right? Who would have thought there could be a fix for a cane toad race? Guess what,
Bickers? How do you fix a cane toad?
Let me explain to you. So I was meeting this guy and he goes, oh, mate, we used to have the best fix ever because everybody picks a toad. You get to see the toads and everybody picks a toad. And he goes, and they punt at the bar, right? And he goes, everyone would punt on either the smallest or the biggest toads. That was their theory. They'd go, oh, well, the small ones are going to win or the big ones are going to win. And I said, so how'd you fix it? And he goes, what we did is we then took the toads away. And for about 5 minutes, we would put the small and the big cane toads in the freezer. And so then they put them all in the bucket and they'd lift the bucket and the small and the big ones would be so cold
that they wouldn't.
It's not horrible.
It is.
It's not. They're just cold. It doesn't kill them. And even if they do, again, they're a pest.
But I thought when you're cold, you like makes you want to run faster.
No. It's like they're like. And so all the medium-sized cane toads piss off to the edge of the table really quick and all the big and small ones are there like trying to hug each other for warmth.
Oh, I don't know how to feel about that.
Feel great.
So pick, next time you're betting on a cane toad race,
pick the middle-sized ones and I will take half the royalties.
Does that work for all the little like crabs and stuff that they do?
I'm not sure, but I'm going to investigate.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, a current affair. Sign me up.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
What a week, because
what a week.
What a week. Short.
Such a high for me.
Short one for you.
Oh, I'm flying high.
Short, high one.
We achieved a lot in the few days that I was here.
Yes.
I found myself a new friend.
Yes.
I did. It was a glorious moment. It was touch and go for a moment there. I had a sleepless night, but we're good.
Bickers went to Hawaii and met a couple.
And now I really wish I got their number and I want to be friends with them.
Here's how the first half of our chat went.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Jess speaking?
It is Jess speaking.
Hi, this is Tommy from Carrie and Tommy. I'm the second one in the title.
Hi, Tommy.
Well, firstly, have I got the right Jess? Were you recently in Hawaii with Carrie?
Yes, I was.
Do you have a partner by the name of Mike?
I certainly do.
And did you meet Carrie and her partner Chris over there?
Yes, we did.
Would you like to be friends with Carrie?
I don't know. We're pretty busy and, yeah, I don't know. We've got sort of our own friends that we don't see as often as we probably should, so...
It's tough, right?
I don't know that we have much time, yeah.
You told her to say that, is what I think. Because I think that even if she didn't want to be my friend, she just wouldn't say it. She'd just kind of not partake in the whole thing rather than hurt my feelings.
Do you think you and Mike would like to be friends with Carrie and Chris?
Yes, I'm sure we would like to be friends with them. I feel like we're back at primary school and you're asking me if I want to date your friend.
I'm basically over on the adventure playground. I'm going, hey, do you want to get with my friend?
Yes, we'd like that. She's lovely.
See, know her so well already.
Know her so well.
Love at first sight.
I mean, isn't it just a great news story for everyone?
And one day when we get married, you can all come along and say you were there the moment of conception. That's all they did.
Hang on.
The conception, but you know what I mean.
What? Just when I think the swingers rumors have gone away, you go and say the weirdest thing of all time. What do you mean? Who's getting married?
I don't know.
What dodgy friendship have you just entered into? Wow.
I hope she wasn't listening. Don't freak out. I don't want to marry you. It's okay.
The shortest friendship of all time. Hey, you know how Carrie came across real normal? As soon as I accepted the friendship, she went weird.
About conception.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Buzz, this week?
I'm feeling a little bit raw because you were away on Monday and we had Andy Lee.
Who did we have fill in, Buzz?
Andy Lee.
Of Hamish and Andy fame.
And, of course, I had a little bit of a slip of the tongue and called him by the wrong name. Carrie Bickmore, Tommy Little, joined today by Andy.
Don't worry, my mum calls me Hamish half the time.
A one in two chance.
I've been listening to these two guys for years.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. Slip of the tongue.
Even if you took out the fact that you can see him, you still had a one in two chance.
I was looking at you at that point. So embarrassing.
I don't get that. We had Sean McAuliffe on and you got to ask your hero, Sean McAuliffe, one question. You asked him a question about Andy Lee. You just wanted to know. And then you had Andy Lee in here and you called him Hamish.
I just spent so many years listening to Hamish and Andy. It was just like
That makes no sense. No, that excuse makes no
sense.
They're
two different people.
That doesn't make any sense.
So if you've spent all this time working with Carrie and Tommy, are you calling me Tommy?
No.
No.
No, you're calling me Carrie?
No. Okay.
But I would like it if you did. Do it. Call me Carrie, but in a sexy voice.
Carrie, stop it.
Oh, that made me feel
funny. You know what? I don't need one this week. Between you trying to marry and conceive with your new best friend, and Buzz is calling me Carrie, I'm cooked. Let's go.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up, packed with all the bits you missed from the show. Mojo Kombucha is a tasty tea drink, packed with over a billion units of proven probiotics in every bottle. Find Mojo Kombucha in your supermarket fridge.